Agriculture Today continues now as we've more for you livestock producers who rely heavily on pasture and forage as feedstuffs. There is an insurance program available to you and a deadline upcoming for signing up for 2018 coverage. This was a topic presented, as a matter of fact, at the recent K-State Ag Lenders Conferences this past week by our guest via phone from his office in Garden City. Monty Vandeveer is the research and extension agricultural economist based in southwest Kansas. Now, this pasture, rangeland, and forage, or PRF insurance, has been around for some time, introduced many years back now, Monty, as a pilot program here in Kansas, right?
Yeah, it started, I think, in 2009 for Kansas, and first year or two, we used a vegetative index. That was the satellite imagery that looked at how green things were. But since then, we switched to a rainfall index, where we're guaranteeing a percentage of our normal historic rainfall.
And we want to dig into that a little deeper in a moment. But this covers precipitation as a peril only, right?
It only insures against low precipitation. All the other things that can affect our forage production, those perils aren't covered.
That rainfall index, everything's based around that, or a good part of it anyway. How is that determined? How does that identify what a normal rainfall would be for a given producer?
Well, the rainfall index, it is just an indication of actual rainfall as a percent of normal. So if you had average rainfall, that's 100% of normal, so your index is 100. If you had half of normal rainfall, that'd be 50%, so the index is 50. Now, the coverages you can select, you can go as high as 90% of your average normal rainfall, and then the coverage levels go all the way down to 70% of normal.
And that rainfall is determined through National Weather Service data, what?
Yes, it uses the official government reporting stations, and the way this is set up, the state is divided into grid areas. They're about 17 miles north to south, 13, 14 miles east to west. And what they do is they pick the four closest government reporting stations to the center point of your grid and then do a weighted average of rainfall reported at those sites. So it's kind of a composite measure. And the closer the stations are, the bigger a weight they get in that weighted average.
So it tries to pinpoint it as well as possible given the data involved.
Yeah, I think having four stations, it makes it a little bit less of a hit or miss proposition than, say, just using one station. We all know how it can be raining at your place and then they're dry as a bone just a few miles down the road.
There is another factor involved here as well, as you noted in your presentation, the time intervals, because we know that rainfall is not evenly distributed throughout a calendar year. This accounts for that, correct?
That's the idea. Yeah, the policy lets you pick which times of the year you want to insure your rainfall for. So it has 2-month periods, they call them index intervals. And then you have to pick at least 2 of those 2-month intervals and then allocate your coverage across them. So you could put 60% in May and June and 40% in July, August, for example. Or you could spread them out all across the year. People use different approaches.
As you noted, again, in your presentation, there is a cap as to how large a percent you can put in any of those given 2-month intervals or how little you can put in, right?
Yeah, you can put as much as 60% of your coverage in, say, one of those intervals. So you could be picking as few as 2 intervals. You could go a 60-40, like the example I mentioned. The minimum is 10%. So if you wanted to, you could spread it all out across the whole year. But if you do pick an interval, you have to put at least 10% of your dollar coverage in that time slot.
Now, as our listeners can tell, there are quite a few moving parts within all of this. The rainfall index, the time intervals selected, the grid basis that is used here. All of this is captured in a web tool that can help one calculate how this might work for them, correct?
Yes, it's available online, and it's just crucial if you're going to take a closer look at this coverage. RMA's webpage that has all the background information, a fact sheet, the policy documents, some technical details on how these weather stations and indices are calculated, it's on RMA's website. That's rma.usda.gov/policies/pasture-range-forage. And on that page, you can link to this grid locator and decision support tool where you can find your own grid and then look at all these different coverage options we've been talking about.
You can experiment those various coverage levels, the rainfall index likely for your area. You can plug all of those numbers in and see where this goes then.
Yeah, in fact, the tool lets you pick a particular year. Say 2012 was a bad drought year. You can plug in 2012. It'll show the index values for that year, and you can see how your coverage choice would have performed in that year or any other past year you want to take a look at.
Under this program as well, one can insure clearly pastures, rangeland. They can insure hay ground as well, can they not?
That's right. It's not just for grazing lands. It's also for our perennial hay fields. So that's going to cover our established alfalfa, our hay meadows. You can use the same coverage. It's all the same grids and index values and such. It all works the same way.
We want to get your thoughts on just how well this coverage can perform for producers from your perspective in just a moment, Monty. But there is a companion product. It is separate, you note. It's for coverage of annual forages.
Right. So that would be like your small grains or your forage sorghum, sedan grass, that kind of thing. Anything that's planted for livestock feed, whether you make silage or make hay or graze it out, you can also get a rainfall. It's the same kind of coverage, rainfall product, for those crops now, too.
Keep that in mind as a second option here for those annual forages one might plant. You have been talking up this insurance coverage with producers, most recently with lenders at the K-State Ag Lenders Conferences. Your take on the overall performance of these for producers and whether or not they're a good option, what have you observed?
My general experience with the producers has been there's always a concern about are the weather stations close enough to me to accurately reflect my own experience. So behind that is kind of the question, is this really going to be an effective tool for me? Most of the sites we've looked at, we find that it's generally going to be a good option, but you still have that risk that you may not get paid in the event of a low rainfall at your place. And, of course, it can work the other way, too. You can have plenty of rain, but it doesn't rain at the stations, and so you could get a payment in a good year. But in the long run, almost every grid that I've looked at, if you're in, say, for 20 years, a long time period, then you're going to be getting about $1.50 to $2 back for every dollar that you pay in premium. That's mainly the result of the premium being subsidized, but it's probably going to be a good risk management tool for most of our producers out there.
Especially when you think about the irregularities of the weather in recent years where we've had pockets of drought or extended drought in some larger areas, why, over time, there will be cause for a potential indemnity being paid.
Yes, and RMA created this product because, we don't have any other insurance out there for our grazing lands, and so this is probably the best game in town, and for most of the state, I think it would do a fairly decent job at least providing a little bit of money to buy some replacement feed instead of having to cull some cattle in a bad year.
And why this is timely, among other reasons, there is a deadline for enrolling in pasture, rangeland, and forage coverage for 2018. That's right at a month away, isn't it?
Yes, the deadline is November 15th. The policy, the coverage, begins on January 1st. So the sales deadline has, backed up a little bit from that. So everybody's got about a month to get on the decision tool, talk to their crop insurance agent, see if this is a good fit for them.
Once again, do check out that decision-making tool at the RMA website, rma.usda.gov. Monty also has put his PowerPoint on this particular topic online, which lends detail to how this all works likewise, at agmanager.info. Monty, it's a concept which is apparently finding a niche here in the state of Kansas. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure, Eric.
That analysis of this pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance program from Monty Vandeveer, agricultural economist, K-State Research and Extension, based in southwest Kansas. He spoke on this topic again at the recent Ag Lenders Conferences hosted by K-State Research and Extension this past week. You're listening to Agriculture Today. We'll return after the break over the K-State Radio Network.